And now we're going to switch our focus to talk about network television. Recently, NBC announced that it would create one-minute movies to help hold their audience during commercial breaks. Paris Barkley, the creator of the NBC shorts, spoke on NPR's On the Media about how the idea came about for these mini-movies.
I used to be an advertising copywriter. And just as I began to direct commercials, it occurred to me that people weren't watching them as much as the advertisers would like. So I said, well, you know what they need to do? They need to just do some films that aren't commercials, that are interesting and that keep you holding.
In other words, keep you watching the commercials. Joining us now from our bureau in New York to talk about the mini-movie revolution is Brad Adgate. He's Senior Vice President and Director of Research for Horizon Media. Good of you to be with us today.
Thanks, Neil. Nice to be here.
Explain how this one-minute movie is going to work.
Well, it was about a month ago, NBC announced that they're going to come out with a one-minute movie. And in essence, what it is, obviously, it's going to be very short on character development and obviously very short on plot. But what they plan to do is create two 30-second shows. The first 30-second would lead up with a cliffhanger, and then there'd be commercials, and perhaps an hour later or 2 hours later would be the resolution. And NBC has about a half a dozen of them with familiar stars in both in front and behind the camera.
Now, these are within what they call pods, as I understand is the term in the commercial TV world.
Yeah, they are. They will be. They won't be within program pods. These will be pods outside of programs. And these one-minute shows will be coming out of the program minutes. They will not be coming out of shows that have already been allocated for commercials or minutes allocated for commercials or even promos. A lot of times programs come up short in length. The sitcom's 22 minutes. Sometimes they come in at 21 minutes. And so NBC thought that they could take this.
If you'd like to join our conversation about these mini movies, give us a phone call. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, or you can send email to us, TOTN at NPR.org. And Brad Adgate, is this NBC alone?
No, ABC has also been looking at something called a micro-mini series. And unlike NBC, ABC has developed something called a talent development program, which allows newcomers to the industry to write or produce or direct or star in a three-minute micro-mini series. And these are scheduled to begin, I believe, in the early 2004. They will put them throughout the schedule in one-minute increments. And the opportunity is to allow, first of all, for people to break into the industry, and albeit it's only going to be on for 3 minutes, but it'll give them an opportunity to see shows, see themselves on TV and put something in their resume. And also, ABC is very pleased that there's a lot of ethnic diversity in this program, so you'll see more minority groups and females.
And lest we forget, one of the most critically and popularly great programs ever, The Simpsons, started out as a little three-minute ad on the Tracy Ullman Show.
That's true, and that was on in between two installments of Tracy Ullman's show, and 300 episodes later and 14 years ago, it's now the most successful evening animation show on television.
So this is other networks besides NBC are doing it, but not Fox?
Well, Fox and CBS, and from what I can gather, is they just think that this type of information is, or this type of data is just going to be more television clutter, and they don't look at it yet. But you can rest assured that if NBC finds success with this, and ABC does, they'll be looking at it closely and copying it.
Well, they're getting a lot of buzz, right?
Yeah, it is somewhat interesting because, you know, a lot of concerns on the advertising community is TiVo. And this is another example of what marketers are trying to do to combat new technology and help stem the tide of viewers controlling the commercial exposure on television.
And TiVo, for those who aren't aware of it, is one of those recording devices that allows you to download TV programs when you're not watching or even when you are, but eliminate the commercials.
Yeah, they have a special 30-second fast-forward button that allows you to eliminate a 30-second spot.
Let's get our phone call. Benjamin joins us. He's on the line from Portland, Oregon.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
My understanding is that studies have suggested that advertising is equally effective whether the advertising is entertaining or annoying so long as the advertisement is memorable. Though I haven't personally found that to be the case. My question is, would the advertisers perhaps be better off, rather than focusing their attention on these new mini-movies, on just making their advertisements themselves sufficiently entertaining that the viewers would stay and watch them? I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks for the call, Benjamin.
Thank you.
Well, I think the problem with advertisers is not so much the creative. I think the creative has actually gotten better. I think problem with the advertising is there's too much of it. There's been a lot more 15-second commercials now than ever before. Roughly one out of three commercials are 15 seconds. And, for example, if you go back, you were to go back in 1969, the average American viewer saw one commercial a minute, and now they'll see 2.5 commercials a minute. So that's a problem in and of itself, and part of the way to stem that is to make advertisers more memorable, is to make the creative better, but also it's to get them to watch the shows. And you know, with the average home has 102 channels now, everybody's got a remote control, so that during a 3-minute or 4-minute commercial pod, there's nothing to stop an advertiser from watching a video on MTV or watching a weather forecast on the Weather Channel and then coming back to the show. So this is kind of a way to circumvent that.
Or when the ads come on in what I now know to call a pod, I know I've got 3 to 4 minutes to go to the bathroom, go make a sandwich, get a beverage from the refrigerator. I may not even watch those commercials.
That's very true. And typically, if you look at ad recall scores, the first commercial pod and the first commercial in a pod and the last commercial in a pod always score higher than all the other commercials.
And so this would be a way. Would these mini movies come at the beginning of the pod, or would we be expected to sort of hang in, hoping to catch one?
They'll come anytime. I don't think there's any real business model. I think what they are going to do is put the pods probably in different hours of the day. So at 8 o'clock, you might see the cliffhanger, and then at 9 o'clock, you might see the happy ending of the cliffhanger. But they could be in the middle of a commercial break. They could be in the beginning. They could be in the end.
Let's get a question from Ricky in her car in Dayton, Ohio.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
My question basically is this. We already have enough commercials, in my opinion, to begin with, but where is the funding for these mini movies going to come from? Are you going to sell more commercial and advertising space to watch in addition to these 30-second split, 1-minute mini movies?
Brad, who pays for them?
I think NBC is paying for this, certainly not the commercials. I mean, NBC is made $3 billion in 3 days in the May, selling their upfront advertising for a year. So I think this is something to say, you know, giving to the advertising community, you know, we're going to put these mini movies on, so in with the attempt that your commercials will be seen and no one else is doing this. And perhaps somewhere down the road where this becomes successful, you might start to see product placement in these mini movies, or you might see NBC selling these commercials separately or selling a higher price for commercials that are adjacent to these mini movies. But right now NBC is footing the bill for it, and it's really just a test.
And product placement, again, for those who don't understand the term, that's where a specific product, if somebody's drinking a can of something, it might be a specific cola product, and Pepsi or Coke has paid a fee to have their product placed in that space. Ricky, thanks very much for the question. I think Ricky has driven off. Let's go now to Robert, and Robert's in his car in Cincinnati.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Robert.
Yes, I was wondering about the fact that I can go now onto the internet and get basically the movies that are even at the cinemas. If the NBC's thought of the fact that these mini movies will probably be bootlegged and out within hours on the internet, and people may not watch the commercials adjacent to them, but just they're interested in watching them on the internet instead.
That's a very interesting point, and that's in all likelihood going to happen. I mean, there are episodes of Friends and West Wing and even The Sopranos all over the internet, and that's a real concern for the movie industry now.
I wonder, though, how much of an inspiration were those BMW short movies that were only available on the internet?
That's true. And a lot of advertisers are starting to do that. I mean, you know, you talked about TiVo earlier, but what TiVo also gives you is information on what consumers are interested in. Chrysler, for instance, just made a 5-minute commercial for TiVo subscribers who are interested in buying a Chrysler car. So this type of long-form commercials is also, I think, on the horizon.
Robert, thanks very much for the question.
Thank you.
We're speaking with Brad Adgate of Horizon Media about new mini-movies on network television. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And now let's go to Lynn, who's in her car in Beaufort, South Carolina.
Hi, how are you this afternoon?
I'm very well, thank you.
I just wanted to say I think it's a really good idea that America loves a hook, and I remember years ago when Taster's Choice Coffee ran a series of commercials that were essentially a mini movie with a cliffhanger and a continuation. And my family and I would run back into the living room when the Taste of Choice commercials would come on so we could see what was happening next. So I think it's a winner and probably will work.
And, in fact, the man in that particular ad went on to a pretty good career on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I've never seen Buffy, but maybe that's just my age group.
He was her mentor, let me put it that way.
I think it's a good idea.
I don't think they drank much coffee. It was a lot of tea in that program.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you, Lynn. They do seem to be similar to the kinds of advertisements that were developed, like the Taster's Choice ones she's mentioning.
Yeah, it's what we call episodic, where it just kind of leads to a story. And that's kind of the hook that'll keep you going, is kind of these cliffhangers. And cliffhangers have been around television for years and years. Usually you have to wait over the summer to get a resolution.
Yeah, who did shoot JR anyway? Yeah,
that's right. I think it was Bing Crosby's daughter, but I could be wrong. But this will be resolved in an hour or so.
Let's hear from Larry. And Larry's with us from Cornell Heights in Virginia.
How you doing?
Okay.
I don't think that Fox and CBS really realize that it's not about the commercial, that NBC has this where you have to watch the show before you can see the commercial. And with everything new that's on TV, like, everybody wants to watch it.
Brad?
Well, they'll know. Nielsen, the People Meter sample, Nielsen measures, I'm sure you all know about the Nielsen family, they rate programs. And what they do is they break down ratings down to an average minute. And NBC will know, as will their competitors, how popular these mini-movies are just based on how many people tune into them, how many people leave, where do they come from, where do they go, do they stay with the show, do they watch the resolution of the cliffhanger. They're going to slice and dice this data any way you can, and so is CBS, and so is Fox, and so is everybody else. And if they find that this is working, or some are working and some aren't, they're going to pull those that aren't working, they're going to put different ones on. And all these mini-movies are of different genres. One is a claymation, one is a game show, one is about a school bully. So they're going to know how popular these are and how effective they are in maintaining viewers to NBC and not have them channel surf to the 101 other channels the average home has.
Larry, thanks very much. Is it a way also, Brad Adgate, for the big network television broadcast outlets, you know, got a fair amount of money, to differentiate their product from all of the competitors on cable television? You can watch Law and Order on NBC as opposed to a rerun on TNT, but you get this little mini-movie, too.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, the NBC is an original, in theory, unless they're airing a repeat. And what's surprising is cable TV, which has always been a little more innovative, hasn't come up with this. I mean, outside of SoapNet, which has a 1 minute soap opera vignette in some commercial breaks throughout their program, they really haven't done this. So yeah, it is a way for NBC to stand out a little differently among its cable competitors. And they've been very innovative before. They, you know, in 1994, they came up with the idea of not having any commercial breaks between shows, so that viewers, you know, didn't have an opportunity to channel surf when Friends ended at 8:30 and then the 8:30 show started, whichever that may be, whatever year we're talking about. And so that they were they've been able to do that, and they came out with supersized Friends that lasted 40 minutes in duration, so at 8:30 you wouldn't go over and watch the last half of Survivor, or you wouldn't channel surf. And this is just another what you'd call out-of-the-box thinking that NBC's doing, and they've been pretty successful. They've been the highest-rated adult 18 to 49 network in recent years, and they have the Olympics coming up in Athens next August, and they have the Olympics coming up for the next foreseeable future.
And sports is one of those things that does tend to flop over those 15-minute increments that we've all become so used to.
Yeah, sports can run at any time and any length, and this can also serve as a program filler, putting some of these interstitials in.
Thanks very much, Brad.
Sure, you're welcome, Neil. Thank you for having me.
Brad Adgate, a Senior Vice President and Director of Research for Horizon Media, speaking with us from our bureau in New York. In the news today, two suicide bombings, one in Baghdad, one in Jerusalem. A truck bomb outside UN headquarters killed the chief envoy and at least 14 other people in Iraq. In Jerusalem, a bus was the target, at least a dozen people dead in that attack. Stay tuned for more on both of those stories later today on All Things Considered. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.